Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Rechaim Shul Palplin Tmeya Mishum Shlosha Kelim. Mishum Klei Kibul, Mishum Klei Mateches, and Mishum Klei Kvora. You have a mill that's used for grinding peppers. So it's made of three parts. One is, the way Rashi learns, two of them are wood, and one of them is metal. The Rashi, Tumea Mishum Shlosha Kalin, the Kabelis Tuma Al Shem Shlosha Kalin, Nafgamina de E Nomi Ozul Chad Shmamina Tumea Mishum Idach, the Gemara and Farishla. Gemara explained what the Kalim are, and we'll see the Gemara first. Tana Tachton Mishum Kli Kibul, the first Kli is wood, and it has a base kibul to it, what's it called, and it that receives the powder after it's ground. So the bottom part of it is a kli, regular kli eitz, that has a base kibul. Emtsoyis mishum kli kvara. The middle one is tamei mishum kli kvara. Rashi learns that it's wood, and it is this is like the sieve part. And it's since it's made in a way that looks like it's woven, right? It has holes, so it looks like it's a piece of woven material, even though it's wood. It's makabel tuma. It has no base kibble because it's just a sieve with holes in it. Still, it what's it called makabel tuma because of orik. It's like a woven thing. The rabbanon gave it a din of ariga. You'll see Tosis argues on that. But that's the second kli, and elyon mishum kli mateches, and the actual blades that grind the pepper, that's a kli mateches, doesn't have to have a base kibble. Kli mateches, even pshutei kli mateches, without a receptacle, is mekabel tuma. That's how Rashi learns. See Rashi, tachtonish mekabelus avaka palpelin kishenofel derech nikvei hamichbar. Right, the bottom kli is made of wood. It has a base kibble, and it's mekabel the pepper. That's mekabel tuma mishum klei kibble. Mishum klei kibble, she klei eitz, sheesh lo base kibble hu. Emtsoi, shehi makefes es hamichbar. Mishum klei eitz, lo metami. Dein kibula kibble. There's no base kibble, it's a sieve. Ele chachomim gozru tuma lakvara mishum oruk. The chachomim gave it a din of oruk, because it looks like it's woven. Right? The afilu ein hamichbar shol mateches, metame mishum kli kvara. The shalon ushihi shal mateches varetz meya. Mishum pshute kli mateches. Rashi says the way we make a mill, the kvara part, the sieve part, is also made of metal. So it's for sure makabel tuma. The elyona shemachachin v'shochi bo palpulin, the top part where you, which you, we grind the palpulin, tme mishum kli mateches. That's metal. Those blades are metal. Mishum kli eitz lekalitz muayed pshutei b'torah. If it would be wood, it wouldn't be tamei because it's pshutei kli eitz. Ela mishum tzipui hatachton shu ikar vo eitz bat letzlo. It's not total metal. It's wood covered with metal, but the metal is the ikar because that's what grinds the pepper. So it's makabel tuma mishum kli mateches. Tosus learns that there's no such thing as orig except by material. Wood things that are stiff, like this sieve, is not makabel tuma because of, what's it called, of orug. It will be eitz. He says the reason it's makabel tuma is because the sieve holds back certain big particles and holds them up and lets only the fine powder of the pepper go through. So it has a din, there were goes around, it has a din of a clay kibble. Now, even though it doesn't have any receptacle, but it holds things up, that's also called clay kibble. Okay, agolah shel katan tmei medris benitelus b'shabbos. Here again is machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns agolah shel katan is a wagon that a katan uses to sit in. So it's tmei medris because the katan sits in it. Anything that you walk on or you sit on, and people don't tell you get up because we have to do the normal use of this kli, right? Like you have a something that's used from the top. Somebody sits on it, you don't want, that's, he's not, what's it called, he's obstructing the normal use of the thing, that's not tummy mattress. But something that's used from the side, you have a dresser, and you can sit on top of it and not obstruct its normal use, then if people normally sit on it or walk on it, it's Matami Medrash. So the purpose of this Agola is to sit it. So the Mela, it's Mekabel Tumas Medrash, because the cotton's a Zav and he sits in his wagon, so he's Matami the wagon becomes, what's it called, Tame from an Avatuma, from a Zav. It's not Mekabel, Kli is not Mekabel Tuma, Minatora, from anything but an Avatuma. And since it's a Kli, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. The Einu Nigreris, El Al Gabi Kalim. But you can't, pull the wagon except on something solid. You can't pull it on earth because it makes a hole. It makes a furrow. It digs a ditch when it moves. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kol HaKalim Enigrorim, Chutz Min HaAgolim, and Nishi Koveshes. Rav Yehuda holds, no. Enachanami, you're not allowed to drag any Kalim on the ground because it could make a ditch. But a wagon is different, because a wagon doesn't make a ditch when it goes over the ground. It compresses the earth underneath it, but it doesn't dig out any earth. And that compression is not called digging. Rashi, agola shel cotton, she'olsin lo lishok. You make the wagon for the child to play with. The yoshev oleho, he sits on top of the wagon, and you move him. Tmei medris, matinik zov, nasa agola avatuma. If the tinik is a zov, the agola becomes an avatuma. To me, you chedesli yeshiva he, because it's made for sitting. To hasome cotton oleha, the cotton sits in it. Nimtzes shehim you chedeslo the yeshiva. Vein omrim lo amod v'nasem lachtenu. We don't tell the cotton, get up, because we want to use the wagon for its normal use. Its normal use is sitting in it. The il lo miyach lo hachi lo havi avatuma. Kedetanya yocho kofa sov yoshiva leha, because if it wouldn't be miyuchid for that, it would not become tomei. Surely would not become an avatum. Then he tells us b'shabbos the Torah's kli oleho. They ain't an egreris b'shabbos el al gabi kelim al gabi begodim. Now you can only drag it on something solid like clothing. That they shall also chritz b'karka. It makes a ditch in the ground. The chofer chay mishum choresh. And outside digging is a tolda of choresh of plowing. Mitnei koveshes chritz hanira behilucha lo al yedei chafirahu. Right by the wagon the ditch that it makes is not by digging. Ela koveshes v'doreses hakarka, it compresses the karka underneath it, the nidosh tachtev, and it makes the area underneath it lower. But that's not called harisha. That's not either binyan or harisha. If it's inside the house, it could be binyan. It's not a malacha. Aval eno zos doesn't move, offer mimkom, that doesn't move the earth from its place. Tosfos learns in Agola, if that would be an Agola, then it's Poshet, that it's a Kli, and it's, what's it called, and it's a Mekabel Tuma, right? So Tosfos learns that an Agola Shel Cotton is a walker. It's a thing that has three wheels, and the cotton stands up and uses it to steady himself as he learns how to walk. So he doesn't sit inside of it, but since he leans on it, that's the Chiddush, that it's Mekabel Tumas Medrash, and that it's a Kli. It doesn't have any inside, it's not a wagon. It's just a walker. Still, it's a kli, and and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Okay, Gemara. Agola shel cotton tmei medrash, to hasomuch aleho. He leans on it. Either according to Rashi, he sits in it, or according to Tosfos, when he walks, he leans on it to support himself. Then he tells b'Shabbos mishum deikat Torah's kli ola. Ve'en negreus el agavi kelim. Agavi kelim in agavi karkalo, my timer, to ko'ovit chritz. It makes a furrow. Mani Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Domer Dover Shena Meskavin is also. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dover Shena Meskavin is also. Right? And most Rishonim learn that Dover Shena Meskavin is also on Shabbos only with the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Dover Shena Meskavin is not a halacha just for Shabbos. It's a halacha for all malachas. For instance, we find it by Kilayim, Dover Shena Meskavin. It's not Meskavin for the Hanoh of the Levisha, then what's it called? It's Mutter. Or Dover Shena Meskavin could be also by the Mizbeach, we find it, where you pour wine on the coals and you put them out, but it doesn't have to be put out, it's Dover Shena Meskavin. It's not only an Isser of Shabbos, an Isser of what's it called, all throughout the Torah, that in order to be over an Isser, you need Kavana. In fact, somebody points out that it's Reb Shimon who holds, not like Reb Yehuda, that Dover Shena Meskavin is Mutter, holds also that mitzvah srichas kavana. He holds that the kavana is an ikar part of either doing a mitzvah or being over an iser. And therefore, just like mitzvah srichas kavana, in order to be yotze, if you don't have kavana by an iser, so it's what's it called, that's not the Torah iser. But by Shabbos, dover sheinu miskaven is a second reason why it's what's it called motor, because it's not meleches machsheves. Dover sheinu miskaven is not meleches machsheves on Shabbos, which gives an extra a reason. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that normally dover sheinu miskaven is aser, but on Shabbos, it's aser min haTorah, but on Shabbos, it's only aser min haRabbanan, because it's not meleches machsheves. The Reb Shimon, Homer dover sheinu miskaven mutter. Reb Shimon holds that dover sheinu miskaven is mutter. Right? So the Mara says, Dishnan, Reb Shimon Omer, Gorer Odom Mita Kisei Vesafsel, Uvilvad Shlo Yiskaven Laso Skriz. Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to drag kalim that are not extra heavy, which won't for sure make a chritz, which is psikresha, right? You're allowed to drag it. Uvilvad Shlo Yiskaven Laso Skriz. You shouldn't have kavana to make the furrow, and if it's made, you're not doing over anything. Okay? If it has to be done, then that's called a psikresha. And even Reb Shimon agrees by psikresha that it's aser. And it could be psikresha is aser min haTorah, because that already is considered meleches machsheves. Could be that it's only aser mid rabbanan also. The shaila of why psikresha is aser, one way of learning is that because this has to happen, when you pull the kli, it has to make a ditch, so the maisa pulling the kli is the maisa making the ditch. And therefore, if you have kavana to pull the clay, it's as if you had kavana for pulling the ditch, making the ditch. So you can't say you're not mechavin. You are mechavin for the ditch. Because whenever you pull the clay, you make a ditch. So you know that pulling the clay is making a ditch. So even though you didn't have kavana for the ditch, you had kavana to pull the clay, they're one and the same. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that since you know that the ditch is going to be made, it's like you have kavana for making the ditch. Not that you have kavana for pulling the kli, and that's considered kavana. But you mamash have kavana for the ditch, since you know it's going to have to happen. Those are two ways of learning psikresha. Ema seifas, where it says, so that goes according to Reb Shimon. This goes according to Reb Yehuda, the Tanakhama, that you're only allowed to pull it al gabi kalim, goes according to Reb Yehuda, because according to Reb Shimon, right, you're allowed to pull it even on the ground. Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Hakol Nigrorim B'Shabbos Chutz Min Hagola, Mipnei Shekoveshes. Mipnei Shekoveshes In Avachritz Lo Avda. Right, Lechora, Rabbi Yehuda is the Seifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds you allowed to pull a wagon or a walker on the ground, because it doesn't dig out a ditch, a furrow, it just compresses the ground. So how could the Reisha be Rabbi Yehuda, and the Seifa is Rabbi Yehuda who argues on himself? Right? When it says, Trei Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Two Tanoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them hold that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Osir. But they argue whether when a wagon goes over the ground, since sometimes it may dig out a ditch, but that's not the usual, are you choshish for that or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not choshish for that. And the first Tanu who holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Dover Sheinu Miskaven, but what's it called, doesn't hold of him that way by a wagon, it's not called digging a ditch, because sometimes it does dig the ditch, and you have to be choshish for that too. Rashi. Lasso schritz, garsinen, koveshes, ein koveshes have. Aval chritz lo avda. It compresses the ground, but it doesn't dig out a furrow. Trei tanoi valibad Rabbi Yehuda, chad sover ha golen nomi kishar kelem dosa chritz, begrirosa. The Tanakhama holds that a wagon is like anything that you drag on the ground, and it makes a ditch. It pulls out the ground. Shepamim she'ein ha'ofen misgalga. Sometimes the wheel gets stuck. V'hu nigra v'chofer. And then it gets dragged, and a taka digs out the ground. The idach sover lo shchiach hachi. And the other one holds that that's not shchiach at all. And therefore, you don't have to worry about that. There's sometimes something goes wrong with the wagon. And that's not even called davar she'eino miskaven, which is aser. The Einu Ela Kovesh is Tachas Gilgula. The normal way that it makes the ditch is by compressing the earth, and therefore it's not awesome.